Exclusive: Devin Nunes, Adam Schiff using Intel committee investigation of rioters to target Trump. By Matthew Boyle on August 31, 2020. House Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence, C, Ranking Member Representative Devin Nunes, RCA, told Breitbart News exclusively this weekend that his committee's chairman Representative Adam Schiff, DCA, has been running a thus far unreported investigation into the Trump administration's response to violence in American cities. Asked if Schiff should hold hearings on the threats to the country on display in American cities and outside the Republican National Convention, RNC, in Washington, D.C., Nunes revealed that Schiff has been plotting to hold hearings on this matter. The difference, however, is Schiff's hearings are actually going to target President Donald Trump and his administration's efforts to secure order in places like Portland, and law enforcement and national security officials trying to restore law and order in riotous Democrat cities, rather than targeting the people behind the violence, looting, rioting, chaos, and mayhem. It's funny you should say that. They are actually going to have. They're running an investigation into this, Nunes said on Breitbart News Saturday on Sirius XM 125, the Patriot channel. It hasn't gotten too much coverage yet. They're running an investigation from the Intelligence Committee, which has become the Impeachment Committee, on the situation that happened up in Seattle and Portland. But guess what? They're running the investigation to see what federal assets did the Trump administration use and was it legal or not to keep the peace in the Pacific Northwest. So they are going to hold hearings, but they're basically holding hearings to condemn the Trump administration for trying to save Americans' lives and save Americans' property and save us from all this looting and rioting and trying to keep under somewhat of some civil discourse here. So, they're having hearings all right, but for the opposite reason. Asked if Schiff's efforts to target with the Intelligence Committee the law enforcement community's push to restore order instead of the people disrupting American communities and causing the mayhem in the first place actually assists those creating the chaos, Nunes said that Schiff has perverted the purpose of the Intelligence Committee. Essentially what they're doing is the Department of Homeland Security, which Trump deployed obviously to protect the federal courthouse and other federal areas. They're running an investigation into the Department of Homeland Security from the House Intelligence Committee, which once again the irony of all of that is the House Intelligence Committee is supposed to be bipartisan, Nunes said. It's supposed to have our focus on things like China, Russia, North Korea, counterintelligence, and terrorism. But that's clearly not what they're after. What they're doing is, first of all, they impeached the president using the Intelligence Committee, but if that's not enough, here you have assets that the president is trying to use to help protect the government and federal property, and they are now running an investigation into whether or not the president properly used that equipment or not to help aid in protecting federal property. Listen to Devin Nunes on Breitbart News Saturday. Nunes' comments came after Breitbart News asked him about a report this outlet published late last week that detailed how establishment media printing fake news about him actually harmed a local business in his district. That was a theme of the Republican National Convention, RNC, after which, on its final night when President Donald Trump gave his address formally accepting the party's 2020 presidential nomination at the White House, leftist rioters blocked the exits from the White House, tracking down and targeting anyone they could who was trying to go home. Nunes, who was there, told Breitbart News that Americans are lucky that nobody was killed by leftist rioters that night. Among others who were targeted were Senator Rand Paul, R.K. White, and his wife Kelly Paul, and former Vice President Joe Biden. The Democrats' 2020 presidential nominee has not said anything about the leftists who tracked and targeted people coming out of the White House that night. Biden is scheduled to give an address on violence from the leftist rioters on Monday in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, at which instead of denouncing them he is expected to blame Trump for it all. If this doesn't stop, if the media doesn't stop being a propaganda arm for the left, people are going to, first of all, people have already gotten killed. But more people are going to get killed, Nunes said. We're lucky, the other night, I was there at the White House the other night. We are damn lucky that no one was killed. That was really, really close to somebody being killed. So, the media is doing the poisoning for this socialist party. Let's just call it what it is. The Democratic Party no longer exists anymore. They have an avatar that's running. Biden is hardly even there. Obama and his radical people are running this along with a bunch of super PACs that are funding all of this, he continued. So, These people that descended on Washington, D.C., most of them were not local. In fact, I flew in with a bunch of them where I got on a plane in Salt Lake City where I had to commute through, and I saw maybe two dozen BLM people. The irony is they were all white people, they weren't even black. But somebody was paying for those people to go there. They were coordinated, paying for that, and then what they did was they were not protesting. This is not protesting when you block the exits of the White House. Nunes concluded by condemning Democrat leaders for not unequivocally opposing the demonstrators' actions and tactics. That's the Democratic Party. They refuse, like Biden, Harris, all of them should have come out immediately and said the president has a right to give his acceptance speech. Protesters, stay away, do not riot, do not cause a scene. But, no, they said absolutely nothing. In fact, you had many of the Democrats, not only did they refuse to condemn this violence, they're actually encouraging it. They're encouraging it not just through their own words, but through their money and also through what the media is continuing to do.